Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Or interact with us on Facebook on our new Be Unique Radio page. For your chance to win a free gift every day, just check in with us. That's at beunique.org, beunique.org. Oh, now I'm unmuted.
Yeah, I'm unmuting you now.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. This is Gene. We'll take a break, Gene and Mary. We've got a bit of an unorthodox situation. I can't imagine anything relating to take a break with Gene and Mary being unorthodox. But we're here in beautiful downtown Titusville, Florida, meeting someone for lunch at one of our other Be Uniquers. And we were going to do our show live, and the timing is as such that we're working on our technological abilities at the same time.
Talk about us.
Multitasking.
Because my phone doesn't look like it's doing anything.
No.
Can you hear me?
I can't.
You don't
hear
know.
You. No. No, I remember we did a show on one of our other shows a while back. That where we had a caller, Elisa, on Transformational Tuesdays, which you can see here every Tuesday at
11 o'clock
in the morning, Eastern time. Okay, and the only reason I'm using that as a reference point of reference is simply because that show didn't sound like anybody was on, but Elisa and I were on. We couldn't bring callers in, but because Elisa was there, we were able to have a little conversation, and it came out later. So anyway, here we are. Mary and I both live near the Be Unique Studios, which is in Central Florida, near the Rockets. And so that's where we're at today. We live in different parts of that area, but we're meeting a friend. One of our
drove in from Tennessee.
We're going to have lunch together and visit. I've never met her. She's one of our former guests on one of the other Be Unique radio shows.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Check down that way, too, for her.
I looked. You can take a look.
I'll take a look. I'm just going to leave this here.
Okay. Well, Mary's going to go. I know what she looks like, but I've never met her. You know, she was one of the guests on one of our other radio shows a while back. And she's now coming to town, so we're going to meet and do some collaboration. She's a unique author as well, contributor, as well as a successful published author on her own right. Linda Humphrey. I'm not good with names. I think I know. Okay, so we are here first. That's good. I mean,
good thing we arrived early.
Good thing we arrived early. Yeah. Well, actually, because I was really very, very late, and then, of course, dilly-dallied like I will do sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to tell her.
We were looking on the drive up here. Mary and I rode up here together, and on the road up here, we were looking out at the scenery, the river, and noticed, and we're looking at the birds and stuff. And one of the things that we talked about were the significance of the different messages that the different things we see in our world around us give us if we watch for them, that they're all around, but they're always there. But it's just our willingness maybe to watch for them, you know, and then once you see them, start seeing them, they're all there. We talked about the kite. The bird, the kite with the forked tail, they're sort of rare in a lot of places around here, but every so often you'll see one. And if you see a bird, especially if it's in a rare or I should say suddenly an unusual location. Yeah. Check it out. Go to the internet. Look up the what's it mean to see a bird come and land on your car while you're sitting in traffic. You know, what that particular bird means. You might be surprised. They give messages to us all the time.
Well, the Native Americans always attribute, and a lot of other indigenous areas attribute certain qualities to animals, and they call them animal spirits.
Yeah, certain qualities that humans can embody and, mm-hmm. and, you know, even really channel through each other, the bird and the person.
And I would say if you see the same animal repeatedly in unusual places, like maybe a flamingo, or you see a purple cat, orange cat, you might in a store.
That's true, that's
you,
true.
You see the same unusual, and it doesn't have to be an animal. It could be a picture of a little girl in ponytails.
Sure, something
that you see all the time. Check out what those symbols mean, because they do mean something. There is a reason for that to be appearing in your life. And 9 chances out of 10, it's a message from angels or spirits of some sort that are trying to reach out to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you watch for them, they're there. Definitely.
I want to make sure that I'm not texting her.
Something along what Mary was talking about, the birds that appear to repeatedly tell you the same story. I had hawks.
There she is.
Move into my backyard about a year ago. And I looked up the meaning, and it was about having a vision, you know, looking at your vision and change. It's time for change. And by golly.
Say hello to Linda. You keep
right.
on talking.
I'll see you guys in a minute.
I know that's not a problem for you.
No, I can talk. Yeah, and these hawks, they showed up, and I watched. They didn't really have a nest nearby, but they kept coming to my house. And one day when I was, they were telling me to change. I needed to change my life, and I knew I needed to make a bunch of changes. I knew it, but I was fighting the need to, because it was comfortable, of course, where I was at. You know, like the, what is it they say? You're comfortable with your evils, if you will. But the idea was this hawk kept at me, and one day I wasn't listening, and I walked out my back door, and this hawk about brushed my forehead as I walked out the door up and over the house. And then stood up on the top of the house and screamed. And I paid attention. And after that, I started thinking about it and working toward my change. And really, honestly, over the next probably year and a half, these hawks kept staying around. You know, I've had hawks in my neighborhood before. I understand their life cycle. You know, they come and go annually. But for the most part, it was just crazy. They'd sit on my fence. They'd sit on the little pool deck thingy. They sit on my chair out there on the little shed, and I'd see 2 or 3 at a time, and they're just sitting stare at me when I wasn't moving, you know. And so it was pretty powerful. Over time, I began to understand, and once I committed myself to the change, guess what I saw? I saw a kite. I looked that up, and it says, hey, you got this. You got on the right track. Keep going. And so I did, and it was good. It was good for affirmation. Now, you know, too, oh, here comes Linda and Mary again. Hey, I want to make sure everybody knows, if you didn't know, that birds are descendants of dinosaurs. Hey, how you doing?
Meet Linda. Linda, meet you.
Hi, Linda. Well, we're live.
Hello to the world.
We're live on the air.
Oh, hi.
Linda
Hello.
Is one of our Be Uniquers, a contributing author, and a radio star, too, of course. We're here having lunch. I was just telling them a story about the hawks. Mary was talking about the significance of that animals, how they will often give us messages we need if we watch for them.
Yeah.
And I was telling the story about the hawks that came and made me get off my duff over the last year and a half.
Yeah.
and get real. It was duff. It was definitely
sorry,
enough.
I missed the story.
Well, it was. I'll tell
he
it to you
always
again.
Told it to you.
And if this is recording, it's also archived.
Oh, good. You know? Okay. We got about 4 minutes before the show's over.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Since all the circumstances are here, maybe we go ahead and wrap up a little bit early.
We could.
Today.
I would love for Linda to tell our listeners why she's in Florida.
Oh, I'm in Titusville right this
well,
minute.
But that's
and my stomping grounds were in Christmas for almost 20 years before I left. I'm in Tennessee now permanently, and I come down once a year, and one of the first people I grab is always Mary, so we can have lunch together, and in this case, Gene, who I've been waiting to meet forever because I got to know him over Facebook and Be Unique, and I'm just here having lunch, and I'm so excited to be there.
And then we're meeting Ken Leggett.
Leggett. That's right. Yeah, he should be. Yeah. And that'll be fun, too. He's a musician and a fun guy.
Excellent.
So we're going to have a good lunch, and I'm excited to be in Florida, except for the humidity. I'm not so excited about that.
No.
And the traffic. What happened?
Yeah.
Well, Titusville isn't little anymore.
Well, you know, over the last year, this whole area has just really burgeoned economically, and a lot of people are coming. And
the beaches are full, too. Yeah, it's really I'm from Niota, Tennessee, a town of 2,000 people.
How far is that from Nashville?
Well, way it's from Nashville. It's in the middle of Chattanooga and Knoxville.
Well, Lynn, who is one of our founders, is moving to Nashville in July.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned that you were from Tennessee, she said, oh, I need to meet up with her.
5 hours from me.
Well, we can meet in the middle.
That'll work.
We'll put the new the Tennessee branch of the Be Unique.
Tennessee branch
there.
Of Be Unique.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
I'm on board.
Well, listen, we've got looks like our table's about ready, and so we're going to have to go. I want to tell everybody thank you so much for listening. Take a break with Gene and Mary every day. See you tomorrow, I hope. Check us out on BeUnique.org. We have tons of great radio shows at Be Unique Radio at BeUnique.org.
BeUnique.org.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good to see you again. That's great. Now my buttons aren't buttoning. It'll end up buttoning.
They're not.
I haven't heard that one.
I don't know why it's not doing anything. But
it'll be good.
It'll do its own thing.
All right.